Macmillan Audio presents A Trick of the Light by Louise Penny. Read for you by Ralph Cosham.
Chapter 1. "Oh, no, no, no," thought Clara Morrow, as she walked toward the closed doors. She could see shadows, shapes, like wraiths, moving back and forth across the frosted glass, appearing and disappearing, distorted but still human. Still the dead one lay moaning. The words had been going through her head all day, appearing and disappearing. A poem, half-remembered. Words floating to the surface, then going under. The body of the poem beyond her grasp. What was the rest of it? It seemed important. Oh, no, no, no. The blurred figures at the far end of the long corridor seemed almost liquid or smoke. There, but insubstantial. Fleeting. Fleeing. As she wished she could. This was it. The end of the journey. Not just that day's journey, as she and her husband Peter had driven from their little Quebec village into the Musée d'Art Contemporain in Montréal, a place they knew well, intimately. How often had they come to the Mac to marvel at some new exhibition, to support a friend, a fellow artist, or just to sit quietly in the middle of the sleek gallery in the middle of a weekday when the rest of the city was at work. Ah.